Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
So, Greg.
Good evening.
We're Greg, so close. Yeah.
In the hallway.
Yeah.
Marry, kill, or bang?
The three lady employees, two of which are not on the show. I can't.
Chicken. That's all right.
Marry, bang, kill. Couldn't kill anybody. I love them all. But you get my order?
Yep.
Okay. That's just, hey, Laura's just walking in the studio, so let's keep that between us.
You got it.
Okay.
What's going on? I'm sorry. I'm working. What are you talking about? What did
you
I do? Talking,
you didn't do anything. You're an amazing human being, and we were celebrating.
You're giggling, so you guys must have been...
You were talking to two people. Don't mention any names.
Okay.
You were talking to two other women that work with us that we all adore.
Yes.
And we're not, again, because we know how you can be sometimes.
And Scotty said...
What do you mean?
He said, marry, bang, or kill. And I said,
guess what happened to
I'm
you?
Not going to do that. I'm not going to do it.
Oh, I'm curious now.
Yeah, I didn't. I did not. Okay. I did not answer the question.
Can you just use initials?
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do
it. I want to know.
I want you to know that you were one of the three.
You killed me?
He did.
I did.
I didn't do it. No, yeah. It was my idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, did not kill you.
Initials.
No, I'm not going to give you initials. No.
Okay.
I'm not. But just know.
Write it down.
This is good. See, this will bug her. Like,
yeah. Well, I know I got shot in his
eyes. Which
is
stupid.
Whatever.
It's a silly thing, and I did it just to answer as a joke. I didn't give any indication as to who I was talking about, and nor am I dumb enough to give you one now. So, anyway.
Well, now I'm really bummed out. I hope you killed me, Greg.
Well, I don't look at you the way. Right. I mean, you're a very attractive woman, but I was talking with somebody just yesterday. Who was asking me about that? And I'm like,
you get asked a lot if you slept with her?
No, but they're like, you know, Laura's, you know, they say things about Laura, and she's obviously a very lovely woman, of course, given that. But I look at her like a little sister, kinda. So I don't look at her like that.
I totally think the one on the stairs you're gonna marry because great cooking. The one that was not on the stairs, you guys are totally gonna bang. Yeah, I know. They're offing me.
So, hun, you didn't make it.
I know I didn't make it, but that's okay. I was hoping
I would ever want to do that.
Greg just played marry, kill, or bang
in a live in a live version.
Employees. Don't say anything about names. All right, don't even say.
I didn't hear any.
All right. Well, anyway, that's the world we live in. But somebody was asking me yesterday about the atmosphere and how we get along, and you know, sometimes the things that you say or Kayla says, you know, is not the thing that would normally be said in an average workplace.
Right.
And of course, the things that I and more so Roadkill or Kelly say isn't something that would go. But they were like, you know, how do you do it? How do you do it? I'm like, I don't look at Laura that way. I don't.
Good. I don't want you to.
Scotty asked if the question Scotty asked was, have you ever, you know, taken care of yourself and thought of Laura? And I said, absolutely not. And that's a God's honest truth answer right there. God's honest truth. Hmm? He could not answer the same way. Hmm. And the fact that we had that conversation
not too long,
here in the studio is astounding. Astounding. But that's how open we are. It's crazy. Kelly, I have many times pleasured myself to you.
I will tell you guys, to be honest with you, besides Kayla, I've never had a sex dream about any of you.
I wouldn't expect
how does that happen?
I don't know, I work with you every day.
How do you work with somebody every day and you don't picture just violating them?
I don't know. It did not pop into any of my dreams. Kayla did pop
hold
into
on,
my
hold
dream.
On. What's the violating thing? Nobody gets violated.
Okay. All right. In your dreams,
it's all
dreams, music from like a tampon commercial playing, and everybody's happy.
It's just
everybody smells good at the end.
It's consensual, okay? So what were you saying?
Only Kayla. The only person I've had a sex dream about.
So let me ask you this about sex dreams. Do you have many?
No, not really.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. Nor I, by the way. Just... And sometimes it happens, the sex dreams happen with strangers more so than they do with people I know. Like, is that unusual?
Like people, like you don't, I mean, you have to have some sort of knowing of who they are.
No.
Right. Whether the, you know them from a store or something, just seeing them working at
no,
a store.
No, Kelly, how would you admit it? I mean,
how would they ever pop in your head then?
I don't know. Sometimes people that I don't know show up in my dream.
Yeah, but those are usually not dominant characters. It's somebody that you've had some kind of.
I don't know.
Not relation.
I don't have the answer. I don't know what the answer is. It's not anybody that I recognize or anything, you know. But I mean, it's not like it happens all the time.
Do you in your dreams know what you're doing is wrong, but it's a dream and you go for it anyways, or do you stop?
I'm a lucid dreamer. I can control what I do in my dreams and what happens in my dreams.
Because
Not always, but a lot.
I know it's a dream.
So you go for it.
So I go for it.
Yeah, I'm the other way around.
I've had a few of those dreams.
Yeah, I've
been in a few of my dreams and have done that.
Oh.
Yep. See, this is my racked with guilt, man. I'm freaking racked with guilt.
Why are you racked with guilt?
Because I can't tear. I just can't tear into it. Because I sit there and go, I shouldn't be doing this. That's an overriding thing in my head.
Just because the woman that you made promises to
is sleeping right next to me.
Sleeping right next to you?
Yeah.
He feels guilty.
You have a problem having a dream of, like, just balls out with somebody else, and your wife's right there.
I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I know some people may think it's weird, but it's really, I know I'm a loser. I know. I can't do it. And I'm being 1,000% honest.
Don't you
I swear.
Just, there's nothing better than waking up in the morning, laying next to somebody. They're like, hey, did you have great dreams last night? And you're like, man,
I can't.
I
would feel so guilty.
Everything.
Because I feel like I would, I guess it's fear that I would say something in the middle of the night. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you should.
And my wife, who doesn't sleep a lot, would hear it.
Yeah, but see, you know? you should not be held responsible. You're not held responsible for anything that you say in your sleep or any farts.
It doesn't work out like that.
Doesn't work out like that.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Let me tell you something. I say another woman's name in my sleep. Valerie's going to just want to know about that. She's not going to lose her stuff over it, but she's going to want to know.
Can I teach you a couple things?
And my face will give everything away.
So, tonight... You have a sexual dream. You wake up in the morning, and Val says, hey, who's Candy? First thing that you should say is, she was trying to kill me in my dreams last night.
I was screaming.
Like, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
That's your safe answer.
Okay. All right.
Because
good tip.
So I know you're lying.
Good tip.
But it's better off for everybody.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea who Candy is.
No,
that
I
wouldn't
know.
Work.
But then again, you could just be like, ah.
Could always
somebody...
claim I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I don't remember my dreams, which is weird because normally I do, by the way. Sometimes very, very graphically. Like I can see things and, you know,
so you've never
little details.
You've never had a sex dream about somebody like a celebrity that you thought was really, really hot?
Who's Jeff? The last sex dream you had that wasn't Kayla?
I don't even remember.
And if I remember correctly... Based on your own description of said dream.
Kayla exhausted me. She made me do all the work.
You got a huge workout.
Oh, my goodness. I woke up so tired, and I was angry at Kayla because I was like, you couldn't have done anything on your own. I was exhausted.
Yeah, right.
Yes, and we were at a carnival.
But
and I had to keep walking.
Well, that's where it happens.
Yes.
Right, Kelly?
And we were
carnivals.
Walking up those stairs. You know the one where you take the potato sacks and you go down the slide?
Yeah.
The stairs are like never ending. And Kayla's above me with a skirt on, which Kayla doesn't wear skirts, but right. with no underwear. And I just kept getting her bopping me off the top of the head as we were walking up the stairs.
What do you expect a Clouseau? How close were you walking behind?
Oh, enough where, I mean, it turned to a sex dream. So yeah. on top of the ride.
So let me ask you.
You guys play rock, paper, scissors?
You're so childish.
I like how he turns away and covers his mouth. Yeah. As soon as he says scissors, he does that.
He knew what he was
doing. So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Okay. It is very normal for anybody of any sex to have a same-sex dream about someone at some point in their life.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're going to tell me who yours was?
No, I'm being absolutely honest. I've been asked this question before, and I've never had that happen. So you had a same-sex dream. Did you like it?
Well,
in the dream.
Oh yeah, I was having a great time. It was just
so. Would you?
But I was exhausted.
Out of it? This is just a question. I'm just going to ask. We're all friends here. Did you go? I would do that.
Oh boy.
No, I mean like another woman. Would you? Would you? Because you, would you?
No. No. I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
There's. Yes, it was a great dream, but I'm not going to.
But we're honest enough with each other that.
Yeah, but I don't. And again, I don't want to get too graphic in this.
I don't want you to get graphic if you don't want to. I'm not asking that.
I don't know what I can say, what I can't say, but I really enjoy penises.
Okay.
I know that she could use a dildo or whatever, but it's just not the. It's
all right.
Just,
not yeah, that's good. That's good. that's good. That's good right there. You just gave enough.
You have no idea.
You gave it the office.
Like, you could never do a PG movie.
Yeah, she could.
You could.
She couldn't.
Well,
she could.
I just said
but
it.
My,
you know where
have
to
a
go.
Dildo.
The only thing I wanted to know, before you filled in the rest of the
well, much
plot
I like
holes.
Penises.
No, the only thing I really wanted to know is, do you come away from it being like open to another gay experience? Or what would be a lesbian experience?
I mean, it wouldn't. I mean, girls are great. We are so much prettier than men.
100%.
Yes. Like I said, I do like penises, but I don't like how they look. You guys are gross.
I'm only asking these
balls
questions.
Balls are gross.
I'm only asking these questions.
Your hair is gross.
I'm only asking these questions and trying to move on for the love of Christ. is because I know Laurel. She's very open and honest about it.
Very honest.
I've never had a same-sex dream, and if I did, I'll be honest with you. I would be like. Does that mean I'm gay? I mean, I think that's a guy thing where guys think that.
Yeah, see,
you know?
I've had multiple same-sex dreams. I don't think that I'm a lesbian. Do I think women are beautiful? Yeah, and it's just
of course you do.
Sex. I mean, yeah. But
okay.
What I'm doing
do
in real life
is different. Do you ever have a same-sex dream, Scotty?
Not that I remember.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The ether took effect and wiped out the memory. Though. That's good.
Probably.
That's good. Not even going to ask you, Kelly.
Well, the Ben Gazzara thing.
Oh, yeah, that's
didn't
true.
Physically
want it.
I don't remember anything physical, but clearly that was the intention.
Yeah, right, right.
That's the road we were going
right.
down.
Yeah, that's a nightmare right there. Yeah. That is a nightmare that has scarred you, actually.
Yeah,
you know, so.
Not the gay part, the fact that
have you ever
something
had
you don't want to happen.
Yeah. Have you ever had you've never had a stranger in a sexually related dream? It was always someone that you knew?
Oh, no, I've had strangers, sure.
Okay, all right.
Absolutely.
All right, I'm not that weird. Okay. All right, well, that's interesting. Took a turn there. Laura.
Well, now I want to ask Kayla if she's ever dreamed about a man.
Okay, go get her.
Okay.
Kayla!
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Yeah, I mean, sex dreams. The thing is, we've had the dream analyst on. Sex dreams don't mean what you think they mean. I do not think that means what you think it means. You know? So we're talking about sex dreams, Kay.
Okay.
And I asked, you came up.
I asked Laura, and she got started to get graphic. Had to shut her down.
Okay. He wanted to, well, because we know I've had a same sex dream about you. I know Sarah Silverman's been one, but he's like, well, do you ever feel when you wake up after that, like,
are you confused?
Yeah, and I'm like, no.
I said, would you be more inclined to a lesbian experience? Is what I said, and I said, like, if I had a dream, I've never had a dream where I had sex with a guy, and if I did, I would admit it because I don't. There's nothing I hide.
Right.
But if I did, I would then wake up and say, wow, does that mean I'm maybe I'm gay? Would I think that? I don't know. I don't know. I don't think you do. I think from everything that I've talked to, professionals that I've talked to, absolutely normal. But if I had it, I would be like, wow, I didn't see that.
Didn't see that coming.
Right. I was going to, I wouldn't think that was going to happen. So her question to you was going to be,
have you ever had a dream about having sex with a man?
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
And do you wake up going, oh,
maybe I'm straight. Oh, no.
No. No, but do you wake up going, well, why?
Well, yeah. Sometimes like, okay, what was the deal with that? Like, I'm not sure why. Like, it almost seemed like I enjoyed it, but then I'm still
dreaming.
All set.
Yeah, right, right.
So, you know, it's just, your brain does weird stuff.
Well, when you, especially now, people growing up now have totally different ideas of it than they did when I was growing up. You know, when I was growing up, it was a thing. You couldn't, whatever.
You wore yellow on Thursday. You were gay when I was growing up.
Oh, and the earrings and all that stuff. I mean, there was so many things that you're like, whatever. But
I wore yellow every Thursday.
When you, anybody?
Nobody getting? No. I didn't plan this. No, it's fine.
But if you. You know, if you said something to your buddies like, dude, I had a dream about you the other night, they would be like, what? You know, there would be that.
Yeah.
That was back in the, 70s and 80s. And everything was uptight about that kind of stuff. Now, nobody cares. Nobody cares, you know. But, so that was the question. And Laura got a little graphic.
It's happened, but it doesn't change what I know to be fact.
Can I ask you, how often do you have sex dreams? I don't have many.
I have sex dreams.
Yeah. Okay.
Frequently.
All right. Sky, did you say how many you have?
No, I mean, probably maybe one or two every couple weeks, if that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's way more than me. Way more than me. Kelly? Just number-wise. I know you don't like talking about
this
stuff.
Imagine if he throws out 1,000.
Oh, my
like
God.
15 a night.
Yeah. Check out my big dink.
Okay, all right.
Don't make him uncomfortable. Safe space.
It's hard enough even asking him that question because I know he doesn't like it.
I don't know. It's maybe every couple of weeks.
Okay, all right. That's fine.
Yeah, I'd say probably 4 to 5 a month. So same sort of thing.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not.
Kelly, are you dominating or being dominated?
Let's be clear about
something. A
little
bit of both, right, Kelly?
Just because I don't dream about it doesn't mean it ain't running across. Every person has sexual thoughts every day.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm guessing if I had to, Kelly is being dominated in 100% of these.
Oh my God! If there's anybody,
I'd have said 80.
If there's anybody in this room that wants to be dominated, it is you.
Yep.
1,000%.
Show me that strong back.
Yeah, no,
oh, my God.
I can't
God.
Even. You shock me with that, and I just see a woman putting you in your place, and you wouldn't last 5 seconds. Like as soon as she flexed to you.
You know how he feels about being spoken to.
Oh, he likes to be spoken to
in that way.
Right, that way.
He does. Because he likes strong, muscular backs. Like you.
He's so timid in like real life. I think it's his fantasy just to be manhandled.
You want to be. You're a cuck.
What?
You're a cuck.
I didn't know what that was.
Cuckold.
First.
Cuckold. You like to be humiliated.
No, I
if they call
don't.
It a cuck. C-U-C-K.
No, I don't really like to be.
But I think
if
you want to be dominated and you want to be told humiliating things.
Him. Yeah.
Yeah. He's into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you saying to what I just said?
We have
a mutual friend that just won
here,
and she just won some major competitions for bodybuilding.
She's in shape.
Yeah, she worked here.
She's in shape. All right,
a couple of years ago.
Scotty, likey. So, yeah.
She just won a great competition.
Kelly, you think he wants to be dominated?
Yeah, absolutely.
Totally, 100%. He's going to act like nobody's going to yell at me, blah, 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 but I guarantee you he'll fold like a cheap tent. Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah. Those women that some of them should be shaving.
Yeah, right.
Anybody that can squeeze a watermelon?
Yeah, right.
Between the legs?
We know we can.
Yeah, you guys tried.
Caitlin and I tried real hard.
I even cheated. I'm going to say that out loud. So, I cheated. I still couldn't do it.
Don't tell anything. Don't tell that. What are you doing?
Well, I don't care. She didn't succeed at beating me.
I still lost.
We sliced that thing.
She didn't succeed at beating me.
Well, it's not like we were trying our hardest. I mean, I thought my inner thighs were going
to
burst.
Laura and Kayla both tried to squeeze watermelons between their legs to try and break them. And Kayla and I put little cut marks along the side of hers. And even she tilted it over sideways.
I was gonna say, you sat on her.
And I sat on her legs thinking, this thing's going to explode. Let's do it. Didn't happen. No. Nothing. Like, I don't know what's going on there. It was crazy.
I thought the watermelon with Laura was going to go.
Yeah. Okay. That is
go. Oh, my vagina ate it.
Oh, my God.
Nom, 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 nom.
All right.
I would be so scared.
All right. Well,
oh, don't worry. My dog's going to come up real soon.
Seeds up.
Going to get all hemmed up.
I don't want the seeds.
This just got out of hand really quick. Really quick.
Goddamn kids.
Ding.
All right.
You make your own smoothies.
Well, anyway. Well, I think that just about does it for today, everybody. So thank you very much.
Anybody want some Funyuns?
We better go. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you. Check out the fun.
It's all said and done. Laura just preps up one seed.
Goodbye.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.